بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the master of martyrs. Imam Hussein is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and the second child of Imam Ali and the Honorable Lady Fatima, the beloved daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Imam Hussein was born on 3rd Shaban in the lunar year of 3rd Hijra. Once Prophet Muhammad said about him, "Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein." Imam Hussein practically proved this statement of Prophet in the War of Karbala. Now we like to present the details of that historical event in a step-by-step manner. Yazid and Muawiyah. After the death of Imam Ali, Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan, became the leader of the Islamic community through his clever tactics. He remained in that position for nearly 20 years, and at the time of his death, he transferred the leadership and governance to his son Yazid and told him strictly to ask Imam Hussein for his allegiance only, but not to start any war with him. Yazid was a young person with a very bad character and habits. He used to play with dogs and monkeys, and drinking wine was his passion. He was a debauchee in its truest sense, and shamefully a person like him had become the leader of Islamic community, which is actually a place for the successor of Prophet Muhammad. Soon after the death of Muawiyah, Yazid sent a letter to the governor of Medina, Walid, asking him to take allegiance from Imam Hussein as soon as he received this letter, and not to let Imam Hussein go until he agrees to do so. What Yazid actually meant is to pressure Imam Hussein to accept Yazid as the leader of the community, and he wanted Imam to be faithful to Yazid. When the governor of Medina received the letter, he summoned Imam Hussein to his court. When Imam came with his companions and close relatives and read the letter, he outrightly refused to give his allegiance to Yazid, saying, "I would never swear allegiance to a leader like Yazid." When Imam decided to leave the court, Marwan told Walid to behead Imam Hussein if he doesn't swear allegiance to Yazid. When Imam heard him saying that, he addressed to Marwan with anger, "How dare you talk to behead me?" And then Imam left the court. Imam stayed in Medina for 3 days and then left for Mecca. First, Imam informed his household members of his departure, and then he visited the graves of his mother Fatima and grandfather Prophet Muhammad and started his journey towards Mecca. The main idea behind his journey was to inform people that he did not swear allegiance to Yazid, and to explain them that when governance gets under the control of a person like Yazid, then there is no future for religion. When Imam reached Mecca, he informed and advised the people of Mecca to feel responsible of their real duties. The news of not swearing allegiance to Yazid by Imam Hussein spread out into the different parts of the Islamic world. When the people of Kufa came to know about this, they started writing letters to Imam Hussein, in which they mentioned to Imam that before they have witnessed the blessed governance of his father Imam Ali, and that they are keenly waiting for him, so that the people of Kufa can swear allegiance to him. The numbers of letters were 1,200, which possessed 1,800 signatures. In the response, Imam Hussain sent Hazrat Muslim as his representative to the people of Kufa, so that the people of Kufa can officially swear allegiance for Imam Hussain. Upon arrival of Hazrat Muslim, people responded wholeheartedly and swore allegiance for Imam Hussain. Hazrat Muslim wrote a letter to Imam Hussain and told him to reach Kufa as soon as possible, and stated that people are keenly waiting for him. This is where Imam's second phase of travel starts. Imam starts his travel from Mecca towards Iraq, and the reason of this travel was purely that the people of Iraq have invited and keenly asked Imam for his help. So now he had the divine responsibility to help the people. Imam and his caravan were traveling, and then they reached a resting place named Robana. The resting place was usually used in those times to be a stop place for travelers so that they can rest, eat, drink, or freshen up. And manzil is an Arabic word used for it. Robana is the place where Imam received the sad news of Hazrat Muslim's martyrdom. This becomes the start of the third phase of Imam Hussain's travel. Imam called upon each and every companion of his caravan and told them about the death of Hazrat Muslim, and told them that the people of Kufa did not fulfill their promise, asking them one question to whether travel towards Kufa or not. And everyone there in caravan responded that, "We are with you, O son of Prophet. Your path is our path." That's how this becomes the new phase of travel, a travel of blood. Imam told them that now for the life of Islam, it requires of me to provide my blood. And whoever wants to spare his blood in the way of God should travel with me. The first confrontation of this caravan was with the troops of Hur. From very far, they seemed like the trees of dates. But after coming near, it was found that those were the soldiers who were very thirsty, hungry, and tired. Imam ordered Abbas, his brother, to quench the thirst of soldiers of enemy and their animals with their supply of water. After a while, the conversation began between Hur and Imam. And Hur told Imam that he has been ordered to arrest him. Imam told him that this is not possible. Imam asked him to let him return to Mecca. Hur rejected this idea and told Imam to wait until he receives a reply from the governor of Kufa. And he told Imam that until he receives that letter of reply, let's start traveling towards a third destination, which is neither Kufa nor Mecca. While they were moving toward this unknown destination, Imam and Hur both had several conversations. Hur knew about the dignity and importance of Imam Hussain. That is why he was very careful in his behavior towards Imam. And whenever there was a time for namaz, he and his troops used to offer prayers under the imamate of Imam Hussain. Hur was waiting for his reply from the governor of Kufa. When he received the letter, it was mentioned in the letter to besiege Imam Hussain and his caravan. Who was Hur? Hur was a brave, respectful, and religious person. He did not want to have a war with Imam. When Ashura came, he was very uncomfortable and indifferent. One of his companions asked him if he was scared. He told him that if anyone had ever asked of the bravest people of Kufa, he would have mentioned Hur's name as the bravest one. Hur told him that, "I am not scared, but rather I am watching myself between paradise and hellfire. If I die staying your side, I will certainly be a part of hellfire forever. And if I join Imam Hussain, the paradise is mine." When Umar al-Sa'd, the commander of the Yazid's army, came to know about this changing situation, he asked the troops to keep an eye on Hur and told them to kill Hur if he tries to go to the Imam Hussain's side. But despite of that, Hur managed to leave his side and escaped from enemy's attack of arrows and reached to Imam Hussein. He came to Imam and asked him, "Is the door of forgiveness still open for me?" Imam replied, "Yes, O Hur, that door is open for everyone." Hur asked for Imam's permission to fight as a first person from Imam's side. The permission was granted and Hur went to fight. Hur fought bravely and received too many wounds. When he was about to die, Imam Hussein reached to him and told him, "O Hur, you are free, just as your mother named you." Hur was truly free from all barriers and impediments, and that is how he gracefully received martyrdom. At last, the night of Ashura arrived, the night when the companions of Imam were delightful and exchanging spiritual smiles. They were happy because they knew what was coming up for them next day. They were about to get the highest recognition from God of their complete submission towards God by sacrificing themselves. They have seen their places in heaven after the Imam's speech. Each and every companion of Imam at that night was either offering prayers or reciting supplications. This is the night when Imam also visited the camp where the weapons were being sharpened and built. And it was Imam's friend John, who was a weapons expert, was busy in making and sharpening weapons for the next day's war. The day of Ashura is here. The enemy has arranged and managed its troops in a way that on their back is the river of Alqama, so that Imam and his companions cannot reach it. On the other side, there were Imam's camps. And on the back of Imam's camps, Imam has prepared a dugout in which fire was put so that enemy could not attack from the rear. The war started with Umar Asad's attack. At that time, he said that the army of God should remember that I threw the first arrow at Imam Hussein's army. The afternoon of Ashura had seen the deaths of many companions of Imam Hussein until the time reaches to offer prayers. Imam started to offer prayers of love with the rest of the companions. And sadly, even at that time, they were not spared and were being under attack. Many of the companions of Imam were martyred during the prayers. After the martyrdom of all relatives and companions, only two men were left, Hussein and Abbas. Children were screaming and crying for water because of their thirst. So Abbas was granted permission to get water, but he got martyred and never returned. Imam Hussein brought his 6 months old baby boy, Ali Asghar, in front of the Yazid's army to let them know that the baby was thirsty and that the army of Yazid should at least provide some water for the baby. But the response came through a three-pronged arrow for Ali Asghar, who died right away. With this action of enemy, it was proved to the whole world that not only the enemy was not Muslims, but also they were not humans. It was the time when Imam Hussein was left alone in front of the army of 30,000 enemy soldiers. Imam continuously was reciting powerful and domineering phrases and attacking and destroying the enemy. At last, even Imam Hussein came under heavy attack of enemy and was martyred. The night of Ashura came, when and where the camps of Imam were looted and the women and children were made prisoners. And then Hazrat Zainab, the sister of Imam Hussein, became the head of Imam Hussein's caravan. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.